This is Julia Child. Bon appetit.
Love that. Delicious. Enjoy. What is in a name? If it's the Michigan sparkling wine Sex, it's a name that'll certainly turn a head or two as you pass by the store shelf. And there's a delicious backstory to how this sparkling wine sold under the M. Lawrence brand came to be. Our Detroit Magazine's chief wine and restaurant critic, Chris Cook, is back with us. So when did Sex come to be?
As I recall, it was sometime during the 80s. And Larry Mabee, who is the owner of L. Mabee Winery, is really one of the great Michigan sparkling winemakers. He was one of the pioneers in making the champagne-like wines. And he was fretting around for names for certain things at one point and applying for them, which you have to do. In those days, it was the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms that issued the approval on the label.
Or denial.
Or denial. And there were lots of denials in those days. And at that time, they were being sort of very picky about certain things. For example, there was a winery in California called Clopigas. The owner, Jan Schrem, is an art collector. And in his massive collection, he had a Jean Dubuffet abstract, very abstract, male frontal nude painting, and he wanted to use it on a wine. So he applied to BATF, sent him a copy of the nude, and they said, well, we'll let you do it, but you got to cut him at the waist, which really kind of kills the whole painting, right? So he went about trying to figure out how to do this, and eventually they got it squared away. Well, Larry Mabee was coming along in this same era, and he wanted to see if he could tweak the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms with something odd. So he applied for a label for the name Sex. He had no use for it. He wasn't going to do anything with it. He just thought it'd be fun to do it.
Let's run it up the flag and see what happens.
Exactly. Lo and behold, 3 weeks later, or a month later, whatever it is, he gets a notice back, and it says, you've been approved. You can use Sex on the label. So he almost falls off of his chair. He suddenly realizes, well, I don't have the sparkling wine to put in the bottle to do this. So what am I going to do? So he runs around northern Michigan trying to gather anything that he can to make sparkling wine so he can fill the first year. And he fills the first year. And that was it. The Sex came into being, and it is still around today. It's sold nationally. And it's become a common part of our existence.
And it actually made enough money for him to help him kind of really cement his reputation.
Right. I mean, when this was all going on, he was really getting established. Today, he's regarded as one of the great American sparkling winemakers. He's got an international reputation. Actually, in some ways, he's known better in Europe than he is in the United States. The Europeans really see his wines as being similar to what they're doing, but with a North American twist.
But we know that he has a mischievous streak if he was able to get that Sex name passed, the then apparently rather prudish BATF. And in fact, things were so tough, you had a funny quote from Brother Timothy of the Christian Brothers about trying to get anything past them.
Oh, yes. I mean, this has been told over and over again in California. Brother Timothy, who in those days was the chief winemaker for Christian Brothers, which no longer exists, mm-hmm. once quipped when all this was going on and the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms was putting in the new sulfite regulations. You had to put the warning label on sulfites on a bottle. Brother Timothy quipped that had BATF been at the Last Supper, they would have required Christ to say, drink this, this is my blood, but be careful, it contains sulfites.
Our Detroit Magazine's chief wine and restaurant critic, Chris Cook. Always fun to talk with you. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you.